As Hurricane Ida came for New York and New Jersey on Wednesday, cell phones lit up with urgent alerts of catastrophic flooding. But many wonder, did warning fatigue set in to cause so many deaths? The first alerts hit cell phones at 8:41 p.m., warnings of dangerous flash flooding from the National Weather Service. Through the night, more alerts urging people to head for higher ground. Did enough folks take it seriously? Experts call it warning fatigue, and no one can be sure what role it might have played in a tragedy that killed at least 50 people in six eastern states, many drowning in their basement apartments or in cars trapped in submerged roadways. Last year, the Federal Weather Service revamped its criteria for issuing alerts, mindful it might have been overusing the wireless emergency alert system. Julie Walker, New York.